The Czech Republic has three provinces, Bohemia in the west, Moravia in the east, and Little Silesia in the northeast. Many from Moravia were hoping the next national census would explicitly include the option of choosing the ethnicity Moravian, but the Czech Statistical Office has denied their wishes. Jan Richter has the story.
Moravians are arguably the Czech Republic's largest ethnic minority. In the 1991 population census, 13.2% of the entire population of the Czech Republic, that is more than 1.3 million people, declared their ethnicity as Moravian. In the following census, 10 years later, only 3.7% declared themselves to be Moravian, but even so there are more ethnic Moravians than any other minority. Moravian activists have come up with a strategy to bolster the diminishing numbers of ethnic Moravians. They approached the Czech Statistical Office, the official body responsible for population and housing censuses in the country, to explicitly include the ethnicity as an option in the questionnaire for the next population census in 2011. Jiří Novotný is a leading member of the political party Moravané, or Moravians.
We ask Czech Statistical Office to change the method of collection data. We know that some hundreds of similar applications came to Statistical Office. According to the law about ethnic minorities, all nationalities except Czech are minorities, paradoxically including Moravians, which live in their own land. But on the other hand, Moravians are excluded from the list of minorities. For example, there is no Moravian member in Council of Government for Rights of Minorities.
Stanislav Drápal, the vice president of the Czech Statistical Office, explains that a list of options to choose from when filling in the population census form would distort the results. Instead, they will leave it up to each individual to fill in the ethnicity of their choice.
Our decision is to have only question, what is your ethnicity according to your personal feeling? There mustn't be any proposal, concrete proposal like Moravian, Silesian, Roma, Slovak, etc., etc., because people should have possibility to fill in their feeling.
After the revolution of 1989, several politicians with the Moravian agenda were elected to parliament, but since then calls for Moravian self-government or autonomy have faded away. Miroslav Mareš is a political scientist based in Brno, the unofficial Moravian capital.
The current state is on very low level because the wave of Moravian successes at the beginning of the 90s is now history. Now exists only one small Moravian party called Moravians, however, without electoral success. There exist also various small Moravian organizations, however, the influence within the Moravian society is very low.
The decision of the statisticians leaves it up to the Moravian national activists once again to gain support among the Moravian community through day-to-day political work, rather than through a question in the census form.